You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
Nikolai Mew. This is an interesting story. The Wisconsin River stabbing people out for a nice day. Tubing on a river in Wisconsin. I've actually tubed that river about 20 years ago. It's a lovely place. It's not the place that you think, hey, let's go and stab some people today, or let's go and attack somebody who's looking for their phone or their goggles. But that is exactly what happened. And in the fog of all of that chaos is where we land with Nicolette Mew being on trial for first degree intentional homicide in the state of Wisconsin. Joining me to discuss, Eric Fattis, former prosecutor and defense attorney. We've all watched the video. We've seen the arguments that have been made. There's been lies on both sides of the aisle on this, and we'll talk about some of those individually. But the first time you saw this video, before even knowing someone got killed, before knowing, because honestly, it took me a little while to even realize, oh, someone was stabbed here, until you saw some of the further, longer cuts, the blood in the water. But before that, it didn't really appear that way. What was your thoughts? What was your reactions when you saw that group of kids, not even kids, they're young adults. They weren't 12-year-olds. They were 17, 18, 19, 20 and plus, ganging up on a guy who's looking for a cell phone in a river.
Yeah, you know, it seemed pretty chaotic, pretty hectic. There's a ton of noise. There's a ton of people. There's a ton of stimuli. So a lot for a person to process and assess in terms of what's going on in this situation. So awfully chaotic and kind of a recipe for a disaster that we learned played out afterwards.
After watching it, you know, I've watched it so many times now, and I'm just always taken aback by the mob mentality and kind of that gang mentality that all these young adults had going up to that man. I mean, he did not approach them trying to attack them, and that's clearly on the video. He's trying to communicate. He's looking for a phone, and then they start just being petulant idiots, screaming at him that he's a predator and he's looking for little girls. I mean, it just like the most vile of things you could say to someone that has nothing to do with what he's doing at all. And then they physically assault him. Is it that unreasonable when you get pushed to the ground by a mob of young adult males who probably could outpower you? The guy's in his 50s and he has a heart condition and they're all ganging up, but there doesn't seem to be anybody stopping any of this. To decide, I need to defend myself.
Yeah, I mean, the real question, especially legally, is whether Nikolai Mew had a reasonable fear of imminent bodily harm or death under those circumstances. And you've got to kind of lean towards that position when you're watching the video. And you know, things are getting violent and he's outnumbered. And like you said, younger folks are intoxicated. It seems pretty apparent from the video that they're holding beers and that kind of thing. And the most significant factor to me is the water. He doesn't have good footing. He's pushed to the ground. Mm-hmm. I think there's a concern that he could drown if he's not, you know, doesn't get the heck beat out of him by these folks. So yeah, a lot of fear is going on.
Well, and it's not a crazy thought. If you're in that position and you're being mobbed by all of these people, it is fairly shallow water. There are rocks everywhere. You don't have good footing. You could easily hit your head. You could easily be knocked out. I'm sure his heart condition is going through his mind as well, because he wasn't in the greatest health at the time that that was happening. I don't know. I mean, it's a horrific tragedy that these kids, that one of them died and the others had very horrible wounds. But at the same time, this is the mob that attacked this guy. Had there been more calm and reason going on, I think it would have been a very different outcome. I found it interesting. Some of the kids were trying to make that argument on the stand, saying, well, if he just used his words. Mm-hmm. He did! You were all screaming at him that he was a child molester. It's not that crazy to me that this guy was going to try and defend himself. Did he go too far? Well, obviously, yes. But at the same point, he was concerned for his life. And it's not uncommon. We have heard stories of mobs of kids killing adults. These stories happen all the time. So I'm imagining in that fog of war, when you have this traumatic event going on, you're kind of blindsided, trying to think of survival. And all of those thoughts are going through your mind like, hey, this could be me, to lash out. And you could argue, you could have waved the knife around saying, get back. But, you know, in a split second decision, I don't think he had much of a choice.
Yes, super hectic scenario there. He's outnumbered. It's clearly getting violent. And you know, that's a problem that Nikolai Mew, I'm sure, realized in the moment. And there's a principle in the law that essentially says, if you start a fight, you don't get to complain about what happened to you during that fight. And that's something the defense is bringing up, is that, look, these you know, drunken youngsters were essentially the initial aggressors. They were the ones who started this. And so now they're complaining on the stand about everything that happened. And you know, their injuries are certainly regrettable. But I think a lot of folks are saying, hey, y'all started this.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.